Doing some staff shuffling, President Ford has named delegate vote-getter James Baker to his top campaign position. This is Don Doak, NBC News.
Wave time is 5:05, and now a traffic report.
In the Gauld House, free parking, of course.
It's 80 degrees as Wave News Watch continues at 5:07. This is Tyler Cox. It was almost a year ago that anti-busing violence broke out in Jefferson County, and today the commission that Governor Carroll appointed to investigate those disturbances issued its report. A report that says local law enforcement agencies were not adequately trained nor equipped to handle a major civil disturbance. Governor Carroll tells Wave News he regrets the fact the report was necessary, but he adds,
I think we have found the lack of coordination between law enforcement agencies was one of the major reasons. The lack of training of our police officers, the lack of understanding of the emotional adjustments that people were going through, all of which we think and hopefully has been corrected this time. And we hope that this year we'll find a much more peaceful situation for us that will permit our children to go on and get the education that they must have.
Louisville Police Chief John Nevin says he believes the report is a bit too general, but he says his department did learn some lessons from last year. The state attorney general has dealt a death blow to the county school board's attempt to get additional state funds through the Minimum Foundation Program. In issuing his opinion, Robert Stevens noted the school officials did not meet the July 1st deadline for applying for the additional funds. The funds from the Minimum Foundation Program are computed on school attendance of the preceding year. But the school officials wanted the year before that, the year before busing, to be used for determining the amount of funds to be received from the state. Stevens says that might have worked if there was a natural disaster last year, but he doesn't consider court-ordered busing a natural disaster. The decision from Stevens did not catch Deputy School Superintendent Vito Buscheri off guard.
I'm disappointed. I'm not surprised. That was just another legal means that we were trying to take advantage of the statutes and trying to get interpretation from the Attorney General to see if under the statutes we would qualify for money under those statutes. Evidently, we couldn't.
City Safety Director Alan Bryan says he will now follow through with his decision to suspend 36 police officers for their part in an alleged work slowdown July 1st when the contract between the city and the police expired. Today, Jefferson Circuit Court Judge Richard Oldham dissolved a restraining order which had been blocking those suspensions. Bryan now says the suspensions will start within the next few days and that he has considered the effect the suspensions will have on the community.
That's one factor we'll take into consideration when we originally planned the scheduling of these suspensions. We had it staged so that only one or two people on each in each district would be off at one time, and we may have to stretch that out a little bit because of the beginning of school coming up, but we'll take that into consideration.
Bryan says the suspensions will be carried out on a staggered basis. Meantime, the president of the Fraternal Order of Police wants Bryan to be removed from office. Ways Bill Francis says Tom Denton's comments were made at a meeting of the South Rotary Club.
Denton says he's speaking not just for himself, but on behalf of more than 700 city police officers. He says he's not trying to tell city officials how to run local government, but that what Denton calls Bryan's inconsistent and improper conduct makes it impossible for the FOP and the city to come to an agreement on a new contract.
Yes, Alan Bryan should go, because as long as he's around, it's going to be difficult for this lodge to be able to act without emotion and settle in this contractual dispute with the city.
Denton says Bryan has a lack of understanding for the beat officer. It was just last night that Bryan received a vote of confidence from the Board of Aldermen. Bill Francis, Wave News Watch.
Fourth District Congressional candidate Ed Winterberg today challenged incumbent Gene Snyder to a debate.
I think it would be a good activity here in the 4th District. I realize that in the past my opponent has always declined to debate his previous opponents, but I think this year the people want debates. I certainly want to do it. I think that the debate will only benefit the better candidate.
But Snyder says he is not willing to debate Winterberg because to do so would just give his challenger a forum to become better known. Briefly, in other news, city police are still searching for a suspect in connection with a robbery of a First National Branch bank on Newburgh Road this afternoon. The money was recovered. Former Jefferson Circuit Judge Boyce Martin was selected by his fellow justices on the new Kentucky Court of Appeals today to be the court's chief justice. And striking teachers in Letcher County, Kentucky are under a temporary restraining order preventing a strike. 97 Wave time is now 5:11. 11. That's our news this afternoon. I'm Tyler Cox. Our air pollution problems are starting to slowly go away. Here's Wave meteorologist Tom Wills to bring us up to date.
And we're hopeful they will continue
to slowly. The pesticides could then only be used by certified, trained applicators.
We have identified 23 pesticide ingredients that, if they are contained in any pesticide, it will be necessary for the user to be certified. This applies to principally to farmers and ranchers.
The list includes some highly poisonous chemicals, and the restriction would go into effect after October 21st. Certification is a state federal program which trains farmers and others in the use of highly toxic pesticides. The Hour's lead story, unemployment is up 0.2%. Among blacks, though, unemployment is up 14.5%. And President Carter is asking top administration officials to investigate. Ann Taylor, NBC News.
It's 92 degrees as Wave News Watch continues at 3:05. This is Livingston Gilbert. A high-speed chase within the past 15 minutes may have led to the capture of a suspect in today's shooting of a state trooper on I-65 in Bullitt County. Wave's Tyler Cox is at the scene. Tyler, what's the situation?
Well, Livingston, as we understand right now, the suspect captured at least fits the description of a man being sought in the shooting of that state police sergeant. About 15 minutes till 3, a car came roaring through the area where all of the police cars had pulled into the median of I-65 for the search for the suspect. That car came roaring through and shots were fired out the window. Of course, immediately, police cars roared out of the area chasing the vehicle and went about 3 miles northbound on I-65 where the chase came to an end. We think that the car being driven by the man who did the shooting crashed into a light pole. At least he crashed after he tried to stop. He was either shot or injured in some way. He is bleeding rather profusely. We could not get close enough to tell whether it was a gunshot wound or whether he was just injured in the crash of the car. He does fit the description of the man who was sought for the shooting of State Police Sergeant Ernest Gibson about noon this afternoon. Police have cordoned off the area around the Shepherdsville turnoff of I-65 here. Many passersby are trying to crane in to get a view. They're keeping reporters away from the area where the suspect was shot. He will be transported to a hospital very shortly, we suspect. Tyler Cox, Wave News Watch, reporting live along I-65 near Shepherdsville in Bullitt County.
Thank you, Tyler. Kentucky Attorney General Robert Stevens and Human Resources Secretary Peter Kahn signed an agreement today which they say will step up the state's investigation into fraud and abuse in Kentucky's Medicaid program. The agreement provides for the two departments to share the expertise of their employees and avoid a duplication of effort. Wave State Bureau reporter Farrell Wellman covered the signing, and he reports that even though the state is stepping up its fraud and abuse investigation, those problems are not believed to be major.
Human Resources Secretary Peter Kahn repeated several times during the news conference that he does not feel that Medicaid fraud is a serious problem in Kentucky. When pressed by one reporter to possibly guess at how much money is wasted through fraud in Kentucky's Medicaid program, Kahn would not give a specific answer, but did say he felt that 5 or 10% was too high.
Jefferson County police say they're still looking for the three men they say were responsible for a murder and rape that took place this morning on Rookwood near Appliance Park. Police say the woman who was raped was the 18-year-old daughter of the woman who was shot and killed. Another attempt is underway this afternoon to resolve the lengthy Jeff Boat strike. Both sides in the dispute, the company and the Teamsters, are meeting at the offices of federal mediator Joe Kirkham. The Jeff Boat strike began on August 1st. Another federal mediator is involved in contract talks between the Transit Authority of River City and members of the Amalgamated Transit Workers Union. Those talks resumed early this morning. We'll have the 97 wave weather after a stock market update brought to you by Courtesy Cadillac.
Courtesy Cadillac must make room for their 1978 Cadillacs. That means all their 77s are on sale now. By buying a new 77, you'll save the 6% price increase scheduled on all 78 models. That means an average of $700 savings on top of the best end-of-the-year Cadillac sale prices in town. Don't wait and pay the price. Buy a new 77 Cadillac today at Courtesy Cadillac, 4021 Shelbyville Road, where service comes first. Call Collect at 502-897-5151.
The latest Dow Jones averages show industrials up 5.12 at 869.98. Transportations are up 1.02 at 217.57. And utilities are up 0.67 at 112.15. This stock market update brought to you by Courtesy Cadillac. 97 wave weather, sunny, hot, and humid today, with a chance of widely scattered afternoon showers and thundershowers, a high of 95. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 75. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with afternoon and evening showers and thundershowers, a high of 91. Present temperature, 92 degrees, humidity 56%. Winds are from the west at 10. The pressure is 30.15 and falling. This is Livingston Gilbert.
Shortly before 3 o'clock, as some 100 police were continuing their search for the man who shot State Police Sergeant Ernest Gibson, a 65 white and blue Chevrolet came roaring through where police were stationed along I-65 near Bernheim Forest. Shots were exchanged with police, and the high-speed chase ended about 3 or 4 miles northbound on I-65 at the Shepherdsville exit. The car crashed into another vehicle at that location. The driver fit the description of the suspect who shot the officer earlier. Police believe he is the man. Jack Dempsey, an ambulance driver from Upton, Kentucky, was heading for Louisville and was caught in the crossfire.
I didn't know whether he had shot at me or who he had shot at, but right after he passed me, then the policeman started firing at him. And when he got up here, that's when they got him. But he came out in behind my ambulance there just as I was approaching this, where all the policemen were at down here. It scared the daylights out of me, I'll tell you.
The suspect was injured, but the extent of his injuries is not known at this point. Traffic on northbound I-65 south of the Shepherdsville exit is backed up for several miles. Tyler Cox, Wave News Watch in Bullitt County.
97 Wave Radio News for Wave Country. WAVE Louisville, we approach 5 p.m. Wave News Watch is next.
It came out right behind me down there where they were stopped, and I heard a shotgun blast. He came out behind me and went on the northbound medium.
Good afternoon. I'm Livingston Gilbert, and the voice you just heard was that of Jack Vincent, an ambulance driver from Upton, Kentucky, who was caught in the crossfire this afternoon when police were involved in a high-speed chase and shooting on I-65 near Shepherdsville. Wave's Tyler Cox was there all afternoon, and he's with us now to report on what happened.
Livingston, the chase and shootout was the culmination of a search through the wooded area outside Bernheim Forest in Bullitt County this afternoon for a man who shot State Police Sergeant Herbert Gibson earlier in the day. Gibson is in serious condition at this hour. Ambulance driver Vincent was heading toward Louisville when the car being chased by police pulled in front of him on I-65.
Well, after he passed me, then the policeman started firing at him. And when he got up here, that's when they got him.
The suspect crashed into another car at the Shepherdsville exit where police apprehended him, and he was sent to the hospital apparently after having been hit by police gunfire. The whole incident began shortly before noon when the man robbed a motorist at a gas station along the interstate, fled, was stopped by Sergeant Gibson, and then he shot the sergeant. He then fled, and leaving his car along the interstate, and hitched a ride with John Nador from Valley Station, who dropped him off at a farmhouse.
He said, yeah, he says, we're going to, and I know somebody here. And so we dropped him off right about here, and he jumped out and ran around the corner of that building over there and took off, and that was the last time we seen him.
Some 100 state, county, and city police officers were involved in the search for the suspect throughout the afternoon outside Bernheim Forest and throughout Bullitt County. The whole affair lasted over 3 hours. Livingston.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Cox. This is News Service 97 for Monday, April 21st. The city wants an accounting of money spent by the police chief on an out-of-town trip. Still no production work at the local harvester plant, and local businesses are given a chance for more federal loans. I'll have the details of these and other stories after NBC World and National News. WAVE Louisville area weather, sunny and warm this afternoon, fair and mild tonight. Currently 75 degrees in downtown Louisville. It's 12 noon.
NBC News. This is Don Blair. Dow Jones Industrials are up just over a point. Trading is moderate. The Burt Lance bank fraud case goes to the jury later today in Atlanta. The trial of the former White House budget director began January 14th. This is Don Blair, NBC News.
WAVE News Service 97.
At 12:05, the downtown temperature is 75 degrees. Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Cox. This News Service 97 brought to you by St. Matthew's Exterminating Company. Louisville City Controller Joe Walls wants an accounting from Police Chief John Higgins on a trip to Oklahoma City last fall. Wave's Jane Hoffman says Walls sent Higgins a letter today asking for the details.
Walls says he specifically...
Louisville's International Harvester Plant, even though major locals across the country ratified a new 3-year master contract with Harvester over the weekend. The problem is that the smaller clerical workers local and 6 crafts locals are still on strike, and members of the larger locals are refusing to cross their picket lines at the plant.
Meetings are scheduled to get those final disputes settled, and production at Harvester is expected to get back underway this week. Louisville business people can now apply for some $26 million worth of long-term federal loans through the Neighborhood Business Revitalization Program. Mayor Stansberry called local financial leaders together this morning to thank them for putting up $2.6 million so Louisville businesses can qualify for the federal money.
To our medium-sized businesses.
Stansberry says the new loan program will help local healthy businesses get long-term financing for expansion and renovation. Federal officials say that could mean 500 to 1,000 jobs and revenue of $2 to $2.5 million annually. Coming up, the investigation into the death of a police fugitive. It's 12:08 at WAVE.
Everyone.
Governor Brown will issue a report on the death of Clyde Daniel Graham, who was accused of killing a state trooper. Ways Farrell Wellman says that report will be issued Wednesday.
Graham was shot and killed, Farrell Wellman, at the state capitol.
The results of tests conducted on families exposed to PCP-treated wood obtained from the Bluegrass Army Depot near Lexington are expected to be released this week. Preliminary results indicate the levels do not exceed the national average. Officials say fear of contamination from the treated wood was not substantiated by preliminary data from the federal EPA. The EPA is expected to decide in June whether to restrict or ban the use of PCP as a wood preservative. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld Kentucky's authority to regulate out-of-state companies that sell magazine subscriptions by phone. Today's decision left intact a ruling by the state Supreme Court that allows Kentucky to require Budget Marketing Incorporated of Des Moines, Iowa, to register in any county where it solicits. Budget Marketing claimed the required registration was an interference with interstate commerce. The WAVE Louisville area weather, sunny and warm this afternoon, the high near 80, fair and mild tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunny and warm again tomorrow, the high in the low 80s. The wave weather radar from the National Weather Service is showing clear skies over Kentucky and southern Indiana. At this hour, we have these conditions. Winds north at 7 miles per hour, 55% relative humidity, mostly sunny skies in Louisville, 72 degrees at the airport, currently 75 degrees downtown. That's News Service 97 at 1212, brought to you by St. Matthew's Exterminating. I'm Tyler Cox.
Alan Brown, 97.